Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Vayishlach, Day 2, taken from 166a. Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, and Yaakov sent angels. Amar Rabbi Abba, said Rabbi Abba to explain this. It says, said this rabbi, as opposed to what it usually says the rabbi said, meaning that as if it was said from above, he was inspired by divine inspiration, awakening from above, to give us this revelation. And behold, why was he awakened towards Esav? Would it be better for him to be silent from him? Like, why did he have to start up with Esav by sending him angels, sending him a commissary, a delegation? Just leave him alone. Don't say, don't do anything. Don't have anything to do with him. Ella, but rather, Amr Yaakov. Yaakov said, in the words inside of his mind, Yadana, I know. Esav chai shalei dekora da'aba. That Esav is concerned about the honor of father. Because for some reason, Esav fulfilled this mitzvah of honoring the father. L'olam lo argiz kamei, and never made him angry. V'yadana, behold, I know, hoyel v'abba kayim. That since, that as long as a father was alive, lo yustafini mine, I shouldn't be have any reason to be afraid of him. Well, hashta d'abba kayim be'e kayim. But now that father is alive, it's necessary for me to appease with him, to make up with him. Because that way, even after father dies, he won't bother me. And this is what the verse says, that Rivka knew, she sent Yaakov away because she knew that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, and he was just waiting for his father to die. So Yaakov was smart. He said, let me grab the opportunity. My father still is alive, and he certainly won't kill me, to make up with him, so that even after he dies, he won't start up with me. So miyad, therefore, immediately, vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanov. Yaakov sent angels before him, an emissary to Esav, to try and make peace. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim, and Yaakov sent angels. Rabbi Shimon posach, Rabbi Shimon opened up the discourse from him. He said, Mishlei, verse in Proverbs 12, Tov nikla ve'eved lo, mimiskabed v'chosel lochem. It's better someone who's nikla and he has someone who's like a servant for him than for someone who's honored and lacking bread. Hi, Kroa, this verse Ali Tzahor Itmar, speaking about the evil inclination. Begin the Ihu Mikatrika Todil Gabi Bnei Nasha, because he's always starting up with people. And the evil inclination, he raises up his heart and his will of a person in pride. He tries to make a person proud. He goes after him. Masalsal Basare Bereshe. He should always be combing his hair and his head to make himself beautiful, to be able to run after with worldliness and materialism. Adiu Iskoy Ale, till he makes him proud. Umashech Legehenim, and he draws him into hell. Aholtov Nikla. But it's good, someone humble. Haudlo Ozal Abbas Rei Tzahor. So one who doesn't go after the evil inclination. And he's never proud at all. He lowers his spirit and his heart and his will towards the Holy and Blessed Be He. And then that evil inclination is turned to be a servant for him. He's not able to reign upon him. And that person reigns upon him. Kamaladomer defines it, says, Rishis and Genesis 4, V'atotim shalbo, and you shall reign upon it. Referring to how a person can reign over his evil inclination. Miskabed, better than a person who's honorable, Kmodad Omer, like we said, that he honors himself. The Yitzhar causes a person to indulge in ego. Misalsabasare, he's always twirling his hair, trying to make himself look beautiful. See how great I am. Iskoi Beruche, be proud in his spirit. Viu Chosa Lechem, he's lacking bread. Meaning Chosa Meim Nusi, he's lacking faith. Because we find that faith is like bread, it's the bread of the soul. Modadomar, as you find it, it says, Vayikra in Leviticus 21, Lechem Elokov, the bread of his Hashem they offer up, meaning they have faith. The Gomer, you find Lechem Elokeim, the bread of their Hashem. So bread is a hint to faith in Hashem. Hemakrivim, they sacrifice. That's how we sacrifice and get close to Hashem. Korban, a sacrifice, really comes from root of the Karev, to get close. We get close to Hashem through having faith in Him. And that's how we offer ourselves up to Him and connect with Him. Dovarach, another explanation, Tov Nikla, it's better than someone who's lowly. Do Yaakov, this is referring to Yaakov, the Moach Ruche Lagabi de Esav, that he lowered his spirit towards Esav. Begin, because the Labasar, And afterwards, Lahavi Avid Lo, he'll be a servant to him, Yishlo Delay, and reign over him. So sometimes it's a tactic, a war tactic, a plan of attack. Actually, not attack someone else and not to fight, but to be humble, to lower yourself to someone. Because if you do it in the right way, in the end, you can reign up, you can end up through that reigning over them without having to result to war. His kind being fulfilled in him in Bereishis Genesis 27, when it says, Yavducha Amim shall serve your peoples, Yishachavu L'chol Amim, and nations shall bow down to you. So Yaakov knew that through this tactic he would eventually end up reigning over Esav and all the nations that come out of him. But Dayan Lohova Zimne Klal, it was not as of yet his time. So sometimes when a wicked person, it's not his time yet, you have to play the game and honor him. And they begin to tell you, Yaakov Lubasa Yomei, but because Yaakov hung it until the day after, he was patient. He said, I don't have to reign over Esav now, I can be humble to him, but I know in the end I'll win. Although because of this, Savi Miyad by Niklalo, he was immediately humbled to him. Lubasa, and afterwards, how would the Ihu Miskabid, this one that was honored to Evid Lo, be a servant to him? How do you Chosa Lachem, the one that's lacking bread? Esav was lacking faith. Ye Avda Lahao, Yehavule Rov Dogon Visirosh. He'll be a servant to him, the one that'll give him abundant grain and wine. Tochazi, come and see. New revelation of Torah. Although because of this, begin the Yod Yaakov Disrichalei, that because Yaakov knew that he needed him, Hashta, now Savichle Nikle, he was turned around for him to be humbled. V'yoseh Chochma V'akimu Ovid B'dor, and it was more wisdom and slyness and trickery that he did with him in this, Mikolmad Ovid L'gavid Esav, than anything else he did to Esav. However much he prepared for Esav to be fight against him if it would be necessary, and he arranged his troops and everything, but the smartest thing he did with Esav was just that he pretended to be humbled him. People have a yoda Esav chachmadah, because if Esav had known this wisdom, yikdalei legame, he would rather strangle himself. Lo yisrael do not come to this, to allow Yaakov to be humbled him, because it caused in the end he ended up being a servant to Yaakov. Avol kula ovid b'chachmasav, he did everything in wisdom. Olayam rachana about him, Chana said in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem yechtu merivav. Hashem has a way of dealing with those that start up with him. Vitein ozel malchut, give strength to his king. Sometimes, even through strange tactics of them humbling themselves, it's all part of the plan.